Hey, what up, guys? Welcome to the Social Kenny PUA Show. It's a half hour about drama, bullshit, and controversy, and PUA politics. Oh no, not another boring ass podcast that I have you doing a head nod. Nah, it's interactive. Yeah, I keep it real with this, so let's go. Hey, what up, guys? This is Social Kenny from kennyspuathoughts.com. Coming to you live and direct from Paradise Lounge. Yeah, and this is actually the first episode. See, I could imagine, like, how many cans of Heineken I done down, you know, just to subdue the debut anxiety. You know, so it's sort of like approaching that HB10 for the first time. You know, it's like you're worrying about everything. Oh, is my shoes dirty? Is my hair fly, mohawk straight, shirt dirty? Yeah, so there's a lot of AA going on right now, but it's all good though. Debut, hey, whatever, shit happens. Yeah, so, you know, for the first show, we basically going to speak about two topics, and it's sort of controversial in the blogosphere, in the manosphere, you know, in the PUA community. And it deals with a lot of drama that circulated around, you know, on my Twitter feed basically over the past 2 weeks, you know, and it's a lot of controversial shit, and you know, a lot of catty behavior that I really, like, you know, is totally unnecessary. You really gotta wonder, like, what the fuck is up with certain dudes? All right, but before I go there, I'm not even going to address that character right now. First off, I'm going to deal with this Royce character, you know, Chateau Hartis or Hardis or whatever the hell it is. You know, we're going to deal with him. And a lot of his fans are going to be, like, pissed off at me because they look up to this Royce dude like a fucking PUA god or some shit. I mean, I damn sure don't give him that credit. I mean, I don't bash his game. You know, I like his insights. I check out his blog once in a while. You know, he got decent insight. I don't knock him on that. You know, but my main beef is, you know, his fucking blog activity, his commentary is like, you know, it's fucking weird, some weird shit. Like, for instance, right, and this is my main beef. It's not even a beef. This is my main observation. You know, like, it was yesterday, matter of fact, 2 days ago, you know, and I had read up on one of his articles, you know, political article, which I don't mind because I do my shit about political commentary and all that, so I really don't even mind. It's all good. So he wrote an article, I think it was entitled, you know, can you tell the difference between liberals and conservatives or whatever? Do they have a certain look? You know, so I actually commented on this post. I was the first comment, as a matter of fact, on his post. You know, and as usual, I never receive any notification that, you know, there's follow-up comments like I do and everyone does with every other blog. You know, you receive notification that, hey, email notification or whatnot, that, hey, there's a new comment to the post and blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, all right, it's all good. So, but I had a nagging fucking feeling. Like, it was like, hey, I mean, usually this Royce character, he gets like a fucking 100 and some comments on his post. So I'm saying to myself, like, you know, I haven't received any notification of any email notification that, hey, is the new comments and so forth. So I'm like, all right, let me check this shit out. So two and a half to three hours later, you know, I checked up the same article. And lo and fucking behold, this dude got 130 fucking comments on the same post. You know what I mean? So now I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I mean, this is like some clairvoyant type of psychedelic, magical type of shit going on because, I mean, How can you not have any comments? Then 2, 3 hours later, your shit is fucking flooded with 100+ comments. 130 to be exact. You know, that's like mad crazy. You know, so I was like, word, what's going on? This shit is like, this hella fishy right here. This is totally fishy. You know, so my bullshit antennas went out like, yo, this dude running some major fucking game on us right here. So anyway, you know, so I checked out his commentaries and whatnot. And I'm analyzing everything. You know, I'm like, hey, hold on. The other guy who commented after me, you know, that shit seems suspect. Checked out, you know, two, three of the other comments following mine. They're hella fucking suspect. None of them are bloggers. None of them are fellow bloggers. You know, none of them are recognized in the community, in the manosphere or whatnot. You know, so I'm like, what the fuck? This shit is like, you know, mad fishy. You know, it's like just hella fucking fishy. You know, so this shit just doesn't add up. You know, so it's whatever. So I posted on Twitter. I'm like, I tweeted it like, hey, this fucking dude, Chateau Ortiz, racist, mad fucking suspect. You know, blog comments are fucking rigged and shit like that. And, you know, certain dudes reply like, hey, whatever, whatever, whatever. You know, Royce is official. He's this, he's that. He's a fucking god. He's whatever it is. You know, so, hey, whatever. So I actually reconsidered on posting it because my man Bronan the Barbarian, fellow blogger, he was basically saying, you know, fuck it, leave it alone. You know, if you post this shit, you're gonna be whatever. You're not gonna be taken serious and all the other shit. So I'm like, all right, whatever, cool. So I was like, all right, I'm not even gonna post it. Fuck it, I'm not gonna post it. You know, but I was like, you know what? I gotta do this shit. I gotta do it. It's not about controversy. It's not about ratings. I just said to myself, I gotta post this fucking joint. You know, because it's just mad suspect. And if I see through the bullshit, other dudes most likely see through the shit too. Anyway, I posted it. You know, shit got rave reviews. You know, and not surprisingly, other dudes actually picked up on the same shit. They had the same hunch. They realized, hey, something fishy about this fucking dude's blog. I mean, his commentaries is just like seem to be rigged. I mean, like he's just manufacturing his whole thing. I mean, and my only point is was you shouldn't have to do that. Dude, you're recognized. You're already established in the community or whatnot, in the PUA community, in the manosphere. You're fucking established. You're like a fucking rock star already. Why do you need to rig your blog? It doesn't make sense. You know? And I figured he was doing that to compete with Roosh V. You know, that's what I figured he was doing it for. Basically, he wanted his blog to look competitive. He wanted to one-up Roosh. But hey, it's whatever. Leave that alone. It's whatever. It's past. I don't want to fuck with it anymore. So we're just gonna leave that one right there. I'm not even gonna address this whole Royce crap. So we're gonna leave that right there. So next issue is now Roosh. Could you believe it? It was like I look up to this dude. You know, I mean, I always check fucking Roosh's blog, read his articles, post them, whatever, comment on them, and you know, I'm interactive on his blog. But you know, check this shit that happened. It was like 2 weeks ago. You know, I checked up on, now what was it? Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I tweeted that, hey, it doesn't seem like Roosh's forum is active as other PUA forums and whatever. You know, it doesn't seem to be that active. You know, and other dudes commented, you know, Bronan and Professor Mentu and, you know, other bloggers in the manosphere, they commented like, hey, I mean, maybe Rouge B's farm is not that active because every dude on there is out getting laid and whatever. It's whatever. If that's what it is, then cool. I can't knock that. But we all know that's bullshit. And I made a few follow-up tweets, replies and whatever about the same thing. Oh, I don't think Rouge B's farm is that active compared to other POA farms. And it is common sense. I mean, other farms are basically international. Rouge's farm is somewhat, I don't even know if it's regional, but it can compete with, let's say, the POA farm. No. The attraction formula farm, with love system farm, it just can't compete. It's common fucking sense. So anyway, so Rouge, whatever, he probably got drift of the gist of the conversation, sidelining or whatnot. He's not getting involved. He's not saying nothing. He's just sidelining the fucking thing. And apparently, Rouge deletes me. apparently that's what happened. Rouge V fucking deletes me as his Twitter follower because I made a comment that his farm doesn't seem to be that active. I mean, what type of catty shit is that? I mean, that is totally girly, catty, feminine. It's just bullshit. So, but this is how I found out that he blocked me, though. This is how I found out. About 3 days ago, I tweeted, I was going to tweet something about Roosh. Nothing negative, positive as usual. Like I said, I look up to Roosh. He's like a fucking idol. I learned a lot from Roosh over the years. So I was going to tweet something. I can't remember what it was. And, I was using my BlackBerry, and the shit wouldn't go through. Took up the iPhone, used it, and whatever, tweeted from the iPhone. And when I added the at symbol with Roosh, the shit wouldn't go through. And an error notification came back saying, this user has blocked you from, whatever. I'm like, blocked? This is like crazy. This is impossible. What do you mean Roosh blocked me? I pressed on the detail tab. I clicked on the detail tab to see really and truly like what the fuck is going on. And the details was saying that, same shit. Hey, this Twitter user Roosh B has blocked you because of whatever, whatever, whatever. So I'm like, oh, for real? It's like that? And that shit is like fucking amazing. It's like, what type of catty shit is that? And it's not the first time that it happened. That's straight up. I mean, because that is just like, it has to be a trend. Whenever you talk against Roosh, you disagree with Roosh, it seemed like he thinks he's the fucking, like, God or something weird. He's gonna block you. He's gonna delete you. He's gonna blacklist you on his blog. I mean, that shit is fucking unnecessary. That is totally feminine, female-like, and it's bullshit. I mean, if a dude disagrees with you or even talks shit about you, why go to the extent of blocking him, of, blacklisting him from your blog and restricting him from the forum and whatever? Not that I ever went to this forum, because it's probably bullshit anyway. But I'm just saying. To go to that extent, to value the readers of your blog is just totally backwards. Because I used to read Roosh's blog every single day, damn near, for the past, well, not, I've been reading it every day, damn near, for the past 7 months. But I've known about Roosh's blog for the past, wow, 4 years or something like that. So I've been aware of Rouge for a mad long time. I've been reading his blog for like I said, over 3, 4 years. So I'm a valued reader. And it's so funny to see that he fucks it up. He's basically, he's essentially. So at the end of the day, when you come off as fucking ungrateful and, high and mighty when it comes to your blog readers, you're gonna lose readers. Straight up, simple as that, you're gonna lose readers. You know what I mean? And he's probably lost readers over the, the past months, years or whatever for the same bullshit. You know what I mean? The dude disagrees with you. It should not signal, hey, this nigga he gotta go. It should not be that crass or that, that dramatic. If I say your farm is whack or your farm isn't that active, it shouldn't be a big deal. You know what I mean? It just isn't that serious. So basically wrapping it up, when it comes to Rouge and Chateau Ortiz, Royce, basically fuck 'em. I mean, is that simple? I mean, they want to act like assholes. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. They're gonna keep losing readers. Royce already doesn't have readers. Rouge is gonna keep losing readers. And I'm not knocking their game or their content because, like I said, Rouge posts a lot of good stuff. I've learned from Rouge over the years. I never learned shit from Royce, to be honest. Even though he writes good articles. But frankly, I never know new shit about Royce until like January this year, 2012. But Rouge, I've known about Rouge damn near over 4 years now. So, but still, like I said, I mean, dudes need to stop this ungrateful type of fucking behavior. You know what I mean? Respect the dudes that read your joint, read your shit, check out your blog, learn from you, respect them. They the one that made you. Without the readers, Rouge and Royce would not be shit. I wouldn't be shit. So a lot of dudes in the community need to just be humble. You know what I mean? Stop taking shit to heart. Stop acting bitchy and catty. And grow up. Be men. Be alpha. I know I'm gonna get a lot of blowback for this. You know what I mean? Definitely. I'm gonna get a lot of blowback in the blogosphere, for basically going at Royce and Rouge. But at the end of the day, doesn't matter. So, I'm out. Until next time, Social Kenny signing out. Hey, fellas, this is Social Kenny from kennyspoa.com at WordPress, that is. And you can basically check out the blog, check out the archive. There's a lot of stuff there, a lot of information on how to get the girl, keep the girl, how to lay the girl, the whole nine yards. So basically check out kennyspoathoughts.wordpress.com and get your social skills on. That's basically what it is. I'm out. Until next time, keep it social.